It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, January 6th, 2020, and we have 9 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a warm front moving through our waters this morning toward the east. The following cold front approaches our waters tonight and then moves ashore on Tuesday, and active weather will continue through the week, so there's going to be a lot to talk about weather-wise. Today we have a gale warning in effect through this afternoon and a gale watch in effect from Tuesday morning through Tuesday afternoon. So the weather is going to be rocking and rolling this week, and I'll keep you posted on it every day on the ship report. Today we have southwest winds 25 knots gusting to 35, west swells 14 feet at 12 seconds apart. And as you may know already, if you live here and looked out the window this morning, rain is in the forecast. It is raining like crazy today, and it's going to keep doing that as this weather system moves through. But let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. Oh, and today we're going to be talking about a maritime feature here that is no longer around. It's called the Desdemona Sands Lighthouse. And it was a big deal on the lower part of the river. It really helped a lot of mariners avoid wrecking on that big sandbar that is on the north side of the ship channel as you enter the river, as you come around by Warrenton. So we're going to talk about that lighthouse, which you can't see that anymore, or even any traces of it left, but in the early part of the 20th century, it was a prominent feature on that part of the lower Columbia, downriver from Astoria. Well, let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders, we have 1 in our Astoria anchorage, and we have 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Lanka Jaya. She's arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be going upriver to pick up weed eventually. She'll be in the Astoria anchorage by about 1:30 p.m. The BW Japan is arriving from China, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be there by about 4 p.m. The Funing is arriving from Japan, headed for the Kalama anchorage. She'll pass Astoria at about 4:30 p.m. You'll see her in Kalama maybe about 9:30 in the evening. The Demeter Leader is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Vancouver, Washington. She's a car carrier with brand new Subarus on board. Passing Astoria about 7:30 p.m. Look for her in the Vancouver area by about 1:30 in the morning. Her running lights, anyway. In our Astoria anchorage, we have the G.H. Glory awaiting orders there. She'll head upriver eventually to pick up a cargo. A really good guess would be wheat at this time of year. So she's the only one out there in addition to the others that will be arriving today. And the Columbia River Bar currently is on yellow status this morning. So it's conceivable that if the weather worsens significantly, some ships could be asked to wait until the weather improves to come across the bar. Either inbound or outbound. In our outbounders, we have the Nautical Lucia. She's leaving Portland with soda ash on board from the Port of Portland, leaving around 3 a.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 9 a.m. The Interlink Celerity is leaving Portland carrying wheat at about 10:30 a.m. She could pass Astoria outbound around 4:30 this afternoon. The Continental Highway is leaving Portland with Toyotas on board, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The Pan Queen is leaving Kalama carrying corn, soy, or wheat, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. And the Nippon Highway is leaving Portland. She's a car carrier with Hyundais on board. She'll leave around 6 p.m. and could pass Astoria outbound around midnight. Well, let's talk about the Desdemona Sands Lighthouse. Recently, there was another interesting post on the Facebook group page, the Long Beach Peninsula Friends of Facebook, by Peninsula historian Frank Lane, who created that page. And if you're on Facebook, you might ask to be a part of that group. It's a great resource for area history here, and much of that is maritime in nature, and great photographs, too. So many thanks to Frank Lane for that great resource. So the other day, Frank posted a photo and an account of the Desdemona Sands Lighthouse, which is no longer there in its place downriver from Astoria on the Columbia, but it was once an important aid to navigation for vessels who were trying to navigate the river safely, which all vessels are. And this lighthouse probably prevented a lot of wrecks. So if you've ever looked out on the river west of Astoria, toward the ocean, downriver at low tide, you know that there is a huge sandbar on the north side of the ship channel that is just plain exposed mud at low tide. And it offers the potential for running aground any time except at low tide, when that mud is exposed and you can see it, because when the water's higher, you can't see it. And so before, we had the navigational aids and electronic navigation equipment that we have now. The Columbia was even more treacherous than it is now, because if the tide's high, it looks like a straight shot from once you come around that curve coming in the river. It looks like a straight shot past Astoria, like open water. And in reality, the only navigable part of it for ships is the area toward the Oregon side of the river. And that makes a huge curve as you start heading toward Astoria, and you need to know where that is. Through the early part of the 20th century, the Desdemona Sands Lighthouse stood on pilings in the river, marking the western or downriver end of that huge sandbar along that edge. And it gave ships a fighting chance of missing that Desdemona Sands area if they were unfamiliar with the river. So how did the Desdemona Sands get their name? We know there's a bar in Astoria named the Desdemona. Well, 3 months after Cape Disappointment Light was lit at the mouth of the river, in the dark of the night on the first day of 1857, the inbound bark called the Desdemona slammed into the sands on the north shore of the river's mouth, so right in the area where that lighthouse later stood. Those sands were now named after that, the Desdemona Sands, in honor of that wreck. And they used to be called the Chinook Sands before that. So the Desdemona Sands Lighthouse, you know, they realized that this was an important place to have a navigational aid. That lighthouse was built in around 1901 as a replacement for the Point Adams Light. Now, the Point Adams Light, you may have heard that term, that expression, Point Adams, for that place, was previously on the south side of the mouth of the Columbia. And after decommissioning, the light was replaced by the Desdemona Sands Light, which, instead of being on the shore, sat out in the river on pilings. And that light commenced operations in December of 1901. And in addition to that, there was a lightship Columbia. One of the iterations of that ship was stationed about 5 miles offshore, off the mouth of the river. So the Desdemona Light was electrified in 1934, and that eliminated the need for a keeper. But before then, in those 3 decades or so, the Desdemona Sands Light had a lighthouse keeper there out in the river. And with the wild weather that we're having today, you can imagine that it was not a comfortable post many times, as lighthouses in the Pacific Northwest must all be pretty wild at times for people who were lighthouse keepers there. The lighthouse was removed and replaced after World War II by a navigational aid, as they call it, on top of a pyramidal structure there in that same spot to let vessels know that this was a sandbar. And that was replaced again in 1955, and the light itself was removed completely in 1965. Now, these days, with all the navigational aids that we have, charts electronic screens on ships, vessels can tell where they need to go on the Columbia. But before then, the Desdemona Sands Light probably saved a lot of lives, because it really let people know that they just couldn't go straight across, even though it looked like open water. So that's the story of the Desdemona Sands Light. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.